Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Thursday Night Live. Excited to learn together. Please continue to take more food, fill up the plate. As we learn together, 2 weeks ago, we discussed Hagba. We discussed the value and the importance of Hagba and the meaning and why there's this great curse, at least according to the Ramban. And there are a couple of points that are very relevant to Hagba, which I wanted to address tonight. Very often, you'll see young men come back from yeshiva in Israel, and they learn halacha, and they have this newfound passion to keep every halacha. And you'll see that when, during Hagba, you'll see them run as close as they can, squinting their eyes to try to see a letter of the Torah. Oftentimes they're knocking over some old man in the process of running to the front. They don't know any halacha. They can't spell Torah, but they're trying to see the letter of the Torah. And I want to understand where that comes from. And maybe they're not so crazy. Maybe they are keeping halacha, and maybe we should be doing the same. That's one area of Hagba I want to discuss, the idea of seeing the Torah and looking at a letter in the Torah. Number two is the saying of a Zosta Torah, because as we'll see, it's not so simple. It's not so simple what we say, what we should be saying, and how important it is to say whatever it is that we're saying. And then number three is this thing that you see people do, pointing the pinky, or pointing their finger, kissing the finger, kissing the pinky. I want to try to understand, is that a real thing? Where does that come from? How did that develop? So three aspects of Hagba, which can be relevant every time you're in shul and they're leaning from the Torah and you experience a Hagba, how to approach those three things. So I just want to first touch up on something from 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Mayor Berg had mentioned that it, often in a Sephardi shul, they open up the Torah and they prance, not just on the bima, the shulchan, they walk around the whole shul. He said he was in Panama, and the person who did Hagba, there they're doing Hagba before the Torah is read, the Sephardim. And the person walked around the whole shul holding it. And I saw the Kaf HaChaim quotes this. The Kaf HaChaim in the second source says, Nogin kan b'Yerushalayim, tuf vav vez vez. And you know what that stands for? I would say extra plate of challant, if you get it right. Tibonein v'sikonein b'mher b'yameinu. Mel for the win. Mel for the win. So Nogin kan b'Yerushalayim should be rebuilt speedily. Shemakifin b'sefer Torah pasuach b'chol beis haknesses laharos ha'am. So that's where it comes from. I saw it this week, and I was excited to see that. There was a minhag in Yerushalayim that they would take the open Torah. Again, their Torahs are different, right? It's not us. You walk around the Torah. Could rip chas v'shalom. But the Sephardi sefer Torah, they open it, and they would walk around the whole shul to show everybody. So I want to understand, looking at the Torah, we're actually, I put source 3 and 4 out of order. So I'm going to start with source number 5. Source number 5 is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, tells us, it's the bottom of page 2 in source 5, Tov Sheyira HaOsios. It's good. It's good. It's proper to see the letters. What does that mean, see them? If you're in shul, you can see the parchment. Ad Sheyia Yachal Lekrosam. See them enough that you could be able to read them. Why? What's the purpose? What's the point? Kikastva mikubalim. It's always interesting when the Mishnah Berurah, halachic work, quotes the mikubalim. Kastva mikubalim sha'al yidei zeh nimshach or gadol al ha'adam. By looking at the letters and seeing the letters close enough that you can read them, a person is showered, or the or gadol, this great light, whatever that means, this mystical great light is drawn onto a person. This Kabbalah of the Mishnah Berurah is the Arizal. The Ber Hetev on the page of Shulchan Aruch quotes the Arizal. Arizal haymistakel hetev ba'osios ad shehaya makiran lukros. He looked carefully at the letters until he was able to see them enough, recognize them clearly enough to be able to read them. Vaya omer shehiya nimshach or gadol el ha'adam al yidei histaklusa b'sefer Torah mikarav ad sheyuchal lukros ha'osios hetev. Beautiful, beautiful as a Kabbalah. I'm not going to try to explain it a little bit. I'll peep shot. But the Kabbalistic reason to see the Torah, a person is showered or infused with this great light. Okay? What does that mean? Why is that so important? Does it matter which letters you see? Are there specific letters you're supposed to try to see? So the Ben Ish Chai in the seventh source. What are you saying? We do it too fast. Okay. Everyone's trying to make davening shorter, not longer. We'll have to take turns for everyone to walk up to the Sefer Torah and find their letter. The Ben Ish Chai says, "For Isu Sefer Echad Shekasav Sham, Tov Sheishtaka Al Miteva, Shehei Os Rishon Shelah, Kimo Os Rishon Shevishmo." A person should try to find the letter in the Torah, which is the same letter as the first letter of his name. So your name is David. Try to find the word in the Torah that starts with a Dalet. What? Why? Why is it? The Kaf HaChaim goes somewhere so, and the next source, the last two lines, Shamati Kotzes Ben Ish Chai, and he says, Shamati, I heard. Hatam, a reason to this? Shezo mo'il lehatzlacha. It helps you have success. So again, this is a lot of Kabbalah, which I can't understand. He's not even quoting his source. He's just saying, Shamati, I heard. Now, I don't think he means he heard from the mailman. But he heard that it helps to bring hatzlacha, success. It's so to speak, he doesn't use the word segula, but it's a segula for success, to not just see the letter, which allows you to have this great light drawn on you, but to see the word in the Torah, whose first letter is the same letter as the first letter of your name. The
better spin
slowly. What?
Better spin slowly.
You're not too quick. The person who's doing Hagwa, give people a chance. You want them to have hatzlacha. I saw in the Sefer Otzer Plus a Torah, a beautiful Torah. He quotes that. Rav Shlomo Babaver, that's Rav Shlomo Halberstam, the third Babaver Rebbe, who's buried right here with his son, Rav Naftali Halberstam, whose yurtzeit is in the month of Adar. He died on a year. There are two Adars, so his yurtzeit is next month. Rav Shlomo Babaver Rebbe was buried here. He said that any time he had a suffix, a doubt of what to do, whether it related to the tzibur or it related to a personal matter, he would wait until there would be laning. At the time of Kriyas HaTorah, he would look at the letters, and depending on the letters, the words that he would see, that helped him answer his questions. And it said that one year, he very much wanted to move to Israel. And for whatever reason, his wife was adamant about not going. They don't tell us what that machlokes was about, but his wife was adamant about, and he said, he's gone. Shalom Bayis, another time we could talk about that. He's going to go to Israel. His wife doesn't want to go, he's going to go. And as he was getting ready, they get the Parshas Toldos, and during Hagbah, he looked into the Torah. Now this sounds almost like the Goral HaGra, a little bit. He looked in the Torah in Parshas Toldos, and what Parshas did he get to? Gur Ba'aretz Hazos. Live in this land. That's what he saw, and he said, I'm listening to my wife, I'm not going. Gur Ba'aretz Hazos. So they point out over here that's a little bit difficult because Gur Ba'aretz Hazos refers to Israel. First to Canaan, first to Israel. But he says, no, when you're looking at the letters, it's not what they actually mean. It's the thoughts that it triggers in your mind. I don't know. I do not suggest anyone here make a very important decision in life based on the pasuk you're going to see in the Torah. If you see error in the Torah, it doesn't mean you should curse the rabbi. But I want to try to understand, why is it that when you see a word in the Torah, you get this Or Gadol, this great light, and specifically the word in the Torah which starts the same letter as the first letter of your name? Why should that be? And I think maybe, again, I'm trying to explain Kabbalah based on Pshat. We all know that each person corresponds to a letter in the Torah, which represents the fact that every person has a chelak in Torah. It's a Torah for all the Jewish people, but each person's relationship with the Torah and their connection with the Torah and their learning of the Torah is unique for each person. Asher bachar banu mikol amim v'naslanu Torah. So you have your own the Torah, and that's represented by the letter, doesn't really necessarily align with the 600,000 neshamas and 600,000 letters, but everyone has a letter by seeing the letter of the Torah, which represents your name. It's supposed to remind you of your chelek in Torah. When a person can then, 3 times a week or more, 4 times a week, on Monday, on Thursday, on Shabbos, and on Shabbos Mincha, have an opportunity to be reminded of, hey, Malitsky, what's your chelek in Torah? What's your connection with Torah? What's your place? Where are you fitting in to the Torah? Find the letter that represents your name so you can see where you, Malitsky, are going to be in the Torah. A person has that, then it makes sense that they have this Or Gadol, this great light, because they become part of the Torah and their place in the Torah is solidified. Maybe. Again, I'm trying to explain a Kabbalah based on Pshat, but maybe that's the idea of why it's not so important to see the writing, but to see the letter that represents you, your name. That's Chelek Aleph. Now, should we be so intense to see it? Because I don't know who's going to do Larry, do you know who's doing Hagla yet this week?
It has to be decided at the highest level.
Yeah, maybe it'll be me. I don't know. It won't be me. I've never done Hagla, I told you. But someone's going to do Hagla. There's not a lot of time, as we know. Hopefully they're going to let everyone see and do the full circle. How intense should we be? We want this Or Gadol, don't we? We want this Hatzlacha of the Kaf HaChaim. So should we all be crowding around to see? Should I jump off the top of the stage? I mean, I'm usually there anyways because I'm going to do the Misha Berach, but how intense should we be? So in the Sefer Shulchan HaTorah, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kamarna, the great Rebbe in the 1800s, 1806 to 1874, he writes, and we can read a couple lines. It's what we know already. It's in Source 10. Hasvardi magbiin ha-sefer, umar naksava, osios l'cho'am, kodem shekorin. We know that. We spoke about that last week. The Svardim do Hagba before they read. V'kach nog maran ha'ari. The Arizal did that. V'anachnu b'nei ha'ashkenazim. He was in Hungary, I believe. Achar kriya. They do it after laning. Mechabin l'gadol. We saw this last week. You should honor the gadol. She'yagbiya ha'sefer laharos ha'ksav l'am. You should honor the gadol to pick up the Torah and show its writing to the people. But it happens to be, I'm just realizing now, that when this halacha is presented, and it's based on the Masechet Sofrim, go back to Source 1 just for a minute. The way this is a fascinating point, actually. I think it's fascinating. If you go back to Source number 1, look at the way the Shulchan Aruch presents the halacha. Mare p'nei k'siva sefer Torah la'am ha'om dim l'yamino l'smola. The halacha is, show the writing of the Torah to the nation. Now, how do you show them that? How do you do that? I pick it up. It's not the picking up. We call it Hagba. If I were to ask you, what's the main thing is picking up the Torah. No. Picking it up is just to facilitate people to see it. It's called Mara Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah Lama. I think that's fascinating. It sounds like that actually is the primary thing that we're doing. The primary focus is not the lifting up. It's showing everyone what's in it. The only way to do that is to lift it up. Okay, in any event, so he says, back to source number 10, a very strong language, Vitzarich larutz. What does tzarich mean? You must run la'ayin ba'osios to see the letters. Run. It's going to be chaos in shul on Shabbos. You run. Now, I don't know if the typical boy who comes back from Israel after 1 year saw the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure if he knew that the Yitzchak Isaac Kamarna said to run, but he definitely does not know the Shaar Ephraim. The Shaar Ephraim, which many of our minhagim and halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, of Sefer Torah, of Aliyahs are based on the Shaar Ephraim. He writes in Source 11, and this is important, Umi Sha'omed Karov L'makom Zeh. Let's look carefully. Someone who's standing nearby. V'yachol l'kariv atzma b'shas hagbas ha-sefer Torah. He can't get close enough. Ula histakel b'ksav. And to see the writing. Ad sheyuchal l'kros osios heitev. So he can see the letters properly. Now again, The previous source says tsarich. What does he say? Tov. It's good. The nachon. It's proper. Lasos kain to do so. He doesn't say tsarich. He doesn't say to run. And he says if you're close by, it's so Brian, you're pretty close, right? You're pretty close. You should look. But, well, you'll be good with this. But he says, who should do it? Misha muksak lemedak teik b'maisav. The only person who should do it is someone who is careful with all of his actions. Someone who's otherwise committed and pious. Shelo yihiyu machzikin oso legever yahir. Otherwise, it's going to come across you from Yuhara. It's arrogant. Look at this guy. He's so chashuv. He's getting so close because he wants to see the Torah. Relax. If you're close and you're muchzak, then it's like a chazaka. It's real that you're a person who's medaktik b'maisav. But an 18-year-old guy who, you know, hadn't been to shul the 3 years before he went to Israel, and now all of a sudden he's coming. I'm not poking fun. There is something maybe nice about that. But from the Shire Ephraim, it sounds like not. It's a nice thing to see the Sefer Torah. We want the Or Gadol, but there's a certain almost chutzpah or arrogance that I'm the one who's, you know, some of us take that very far. Rav Henkin, Zichut Tzadik Levracha, was very against people kissing the Torah. Very against. My first Shavuos in this year in Shul, I spoke about kissing mitzvah objects and items. Rav Henkin was very against kissing the Torah. Why? Not because of germs. You have such a you have such an intimate relationship with the Torah that you're going to give it a kiss? Really? Who do you kiss? You kiss someone you love. You kiss a child, a spouse, a parent. You are kissing the Torah? He thought it's brazen. It's almost arrogant. Now the minhag is not that way. The minhag is to kiss the Torah, either kiss it or with your sitter, with your talus, with your finger. But this comment with Shire Ephraim, I think, reminded me of that a person who's muchzak medaktik b'maisav, he should go ahead and do it. But you don't have to run or go crazy. Okay, that's chilek off this year. Yes. Sure.
So this past Shabbos, I actually did hunt.
Oh, okay. They gave it to the gadol, so they gave it to you.
So they gave it to the big guy, but it was a little Torah.
Gadol's in stature, by the way, in stature.
When they just recently dedicated this Torah, and when I went to do the letters, I saw it was a small Torah, and I said, "Oh, it's going to be easy to do Hagra, but it's not going to be so easy to read. I'm going to need to bring my glasses." So now the question is, if you have a little Torah, you know how it's going to be so much harder for people.
Right. So again, this is not a halacha. This is not a chiyuv. The Mishnah Brura quotes it as divrei v'tov. It's a good thing to do, and it's based on Kabbalah. If a person, even if they're close by, can't find the letter, it's nothing to get crazy about.
Right. And then the Sfardim and the Ari did something, the same thing.
Yes, I can send you the recording from last week. They, the Sfardim and the Hasidim, they pick up the Torah. They do Hagba before leaning.
Right, but I went to Chabad, and Chabad, I thought, does Nusach Ari. Isn't that their Nusach?
I'm not sure.
But they did the Hagba when we do the Hagba.
They do the Hagba when we do the Hagba? Okay, so. There are a lot of different Hagim. I don't know every sect, every group.
My son was Slonim. There, they did it at the beginning, but at the very end, they told me they got Hagba, but they just lift it up. They don't open it up. They just sit down.
Yeah, because they gotta put the guard on, no?
No, it's like they don't reopen it.
Right.
The end of the
interesting. Okay.
The last question I had was, would this apply to somebody who had an aliyah who was reading the Torah because they already saw all the words and all the letters?
Yeah, it's a good... I'm not sure. Now, what do we say? So, what's in the sitter? What do we say? V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael, al-pi Hashem v'yad Moshe. That's what's in the Torah. Just to show you how important it is to say it, and I put these out of order, I apologize. If you go back to the first page, in source number 3, the Shari Tshuva, who's the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, is printed in the Shulchan Aruch, and your Mishnah Berurah is printed there. He says, on the first line, the middle of the line, after quoting Achronim, Mutter lomar v'zos haTorah. It's permissible to say v'zos haTorah. Be'emtza emes v'yatsiv. That means in the middle of your birchos kriyashma, we are do not generally mafsik. There is a whole debate. Can you mafsik? Today we're not mafsik to say hello to someone. Yet in the middle of emes v'yatsiv, that means the brachos after kriyashma, where we're not mafsik, we don't talk. You will not hear a rabbi make an announcement or a gabbai make an announcement there. It's mutter to say v'zos haTorah. Kodem shira chadasha. Before you get to shira chadasha, ayin sham v'tzarkin b'zeh. V'alkol pan there shelo yom arak apasik azeh bovad. Don't say tar shem tamima. Don't say, I don't know, kimitzion. Don't say anything else. But zos haTorah, you can say in the middle of birchas kriyashma. And the Kaf HaChaim disagrees. The Kaf HaChaim in source 4, he quotes this, and two lines in the bottom in the right column says, Mi yulad yidon, de'ein mafsikin lanos afilu shum amen de'brachos de'brachos kriyashma. We don't even say amen. If you're in the middle, if you're behind, or you're ahead, and you're in the middle of your brachos after shema, before Gal Yisrael, and you hear someone else say a bracha, you shouldn't even say amen. So if you don't say amen, gam bazelo yafsik ba'amira. You also shouldn't stop to say v'zos haTorah. You could see it. He says psuki the zimro also. If you're really behind, or maybe you're coming early to the second minyan and you're there for hagbah, obviously no one would be that far behind. And they say v'zos haTorah. You don't know psuki the zimro. You can't say v'zos haTorah. But there's an opinion that you would even be mafsik for v'zos haTorah, which shows you how important this saying is. But what's really difficult is what is that? Is that a pasuk? Is there a pasuk in the Torah? Zos Torah, Shoshan Moshe, Meshach, Al-Pi Hashem, Yah Moshe? Any Chidon HaTanach, Chevra over here? No? No one take a phone and Google it? So, okay, if you want, you can just take a look at my next page. This current custom that we say is quoted. They all point to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is not talking about Hagba. The Chafetz Chaim is talking about people who should support Torah. And he says there are people who say in source 12, Hagam, in the second line, Hagam she'omrim be'es hagbasa Torah v'zos haTorah asher sa Moshe al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. The people who say that, aval einam yodim klalos, they don't even know what the Torah is about. I'm just pointing out that what we say, that which we say, is found in the Chafetz Chaim. But it's not a pasuk. Take a look at source 13, it's a pasuk in Devarim. V'zos haTorah asher sa Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. That's a pasuk. The pasuk ends lifnei b'nei Yisrael. What's al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe? And it's redundant. Zos haTorah asher sam Moshe. This is the Torah that Moshe placed lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of b'nei Yisrael. Al pi Hashem, from Hashem b'yad Moshe. You just said it was from Moshe, and it's not a pasuk. What is it? There are psukim in Bamidbar which end Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe, but they don't start with V'zos haTorah. V'zos haTorah is in Vaz Chanan. In Parshas Baaloscha, it's in Bamidbar Perek Yud. Bnei Yisrael is traveling. Vayisu Barishona, they traveled. Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. What does that have to do with the Torah? Al pi Hashem Yachanu is referring to the Mishkan. Al pi Hashem Yisau es Mishmeres Hashem Shemaru. Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. Where does this come from? What are we saying? What are we saying? So some say that it was a mistake. And really what we should be saying is V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. And then source 15, that whole pasuk. Al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso. Es mishmeres Hashem shemaru, al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. And somehow, some way, for some reason, there was a mistake along the way. Maybe they wanted to cut out the davening. It was like COVID. I don't know. It was some pandemic, and they need to make davening shorter, so they cut out those words. But it's strange. But the minog, it's printed in the siddur.
Well, these two psukim have to do with traveling,
right?
And a talacha is traveling because you're walking.
Oh, so
someone made wanted to connect
halacha. Mamish, great. Oh, you're being halacha.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were saying something even. You're saying something good, I thought you were saying something even better. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the prime disciple of the Vilna Gaon, he says, our minhag is wrong. The minhag was to say, "V'zosa Torah, asher samosha lifnei bnei Israel." That makes sense. Look, this is it. People think other people wrote the Torah. People question the divinity. Zosa Torah, asher samosha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the minhag was to say the full pasuk, "Api Hashem yachanu, v'api Hashem yiso." Why? What do we say when we take out the Torah? What do we say when we take out the Torah? Vahi bin so Aharon. What do we say when we put away the Torah? Uvnu cho yomar. So in the middle, and by the Svardim, it's the beginning, before they take it, and they're going to now move it around. So then they would say, Al pi Hashem yachanu, Al pi Hashem yiso. We start with Vahi bin so Aharon. We end with Uvnu cho yomar when it's placed down. In the middle, you should say, Al pi Hashem yachanu, Al pi Hashem yismaru. And somehow, for some reason, the first half got cut out, it got lost along the way, and the minhag mistakenly developed just to say, Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Now, I did not see anybody give a good explanation for our minhag other than by saying it's a mistake. I don't know.
Does anybody do corrections?
I have a Eidot HaMizrach Seder upstairs. I don't think we have one over here. I have this one, sorry. I'm not sure, but I've seen Sidurim where they print Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. That I've seen, but I've never seen an explanation for why we say what we say. And I highlighted at the beginning, it's an important thing to say, so much so that some will allow you to be mafsik in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma to say it, but where does it come out? I could tell you a svara, but it's not really worth that much. You know, why don't we know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried?
So he wouldn't become worshipped.
Wouldn't become worshipped. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have this now with some, rebbes and other figures that people are. I mean, not. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But it's crazy. If we knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, it would become like a place. It wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. So, if we just said Dosa Torah, excuse me, Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, it could be this impression that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So we immediately say Api Hashem Bi'ad Moshe. No. Relax. It wasn't really Moshe. Moshe was the giver of the Torah. He was the conduit. He brought us the Torah. But really, it's Al Pi Hashem. Maybe, but that's not pshat. That's not pshat. We wouldn't just say half of a pasuk. The Mefarshim also asks, the Gemara says, kol pasuk, lo pasuk Moshe, a non-lo paskina, we're not really supposed to say half psukim. So I haven't seen a good explanation for how, is there an explanation other than it's a mistake? I don't know. I'm going to look in the Svard Siddur right now. I don't even see it at all. I don't know. It just says Hollywood Glila. So I don't know. But if anyone has an explanation, please let me know. But fascinating. I think it's really, really fascinating. All right, let's get to the pointing. Because I know this is also, we'll try to understand this. Where does this come from? Is it real? By show of hands, who here points? You don't hear point with your pinky, your finger? Yeah, you don't have to be embarrassed, no? No one else? You did until today. No. So it's very unclear. The sefer that I've used a lot for this year is a sefer called Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is a collection of minhagim from every possible place. And he writes in Source 19, V'nei minhag ha'olam shemarin be'etzpa b'shah she'omrim v'zos ha'torah. The minhag of the world, where people point with their finger during Zos Torah at Source 19, page 5. V'chipasti B'svarim u'b'sidurim. I checked, I searched. In svarim and sidurim, excuse me, v'lo matzasi b'shum makom sheviu minagzeh. He has a minhag for everything. The shear he gave on the minhag for a wooden spoon and bedikas chametz and for a feather. Everything he has a source in some sefer somewhere. No minhag, no source he ever found for pointing. So then he says, maybe I'll tell you a pshat. The Gemara says in Menachos that there are three things that were very hard for Moshe Rabbeinu. Three things difficult for him to understand. What were the three things? Excuse me, what are the three things? The menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shratzim. Bugs, little bugs. Each one, the Gemara says, it was so hard to Moshe. Ad shehir alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzbo. Hashem showed Moshe be'etzbo, with his finger, if you will, what it is. The three things, menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shratzim, each are proved from the fact that it says the word Zeh. Zeh, this. Vzeh ma'iseh ha-menorah. Hashem said to Moshe, this is the menorah. HaChodesh ha-zeh. Shratzim vzeh lachem tameh. When he wasn't, come son, let me show you. HaKadosh Baruch says, Moshe, it's difficult for you. Zeh, this is it. And the Gemara says he pointed with his finger. So he says, maybe that's pshat over here also. Because what are we saying? Zos HaTorah. Zos, when you have the word Zeh, and Zos is the same. Maybe that's why you point to the Torah as if, not that we're God, but we see that the word Zeh connotes a pointing with your finger.
Why with the pinky?
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. But it's a problem, because the Gemara in Chulin, in source number 21, the same Rabbi Yishmael, who's the Bala Meimer, the author of the other statement, it says, Zos HaChaya Asher Tochlu, this, not Zeh, Zos, is the animal you should eat. Melamed, it teaches you. Shetafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Min U'Min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed each creation, each animal. The Herel of Moshe showed Moshe. But what's missing? Finger. It doesn't say he showed him with his finger. She said he showed him. So he says, if you want to tell me that Zeh's pointing to your finger, fine, very nice. And Zos is the same meaning as Zeh, but we have a Gemara that says Zos, and you don't have pointing with your finger. He says, okay, I couldn't find it. He quotes a Mizrahi in Parsha Shmini that also says that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him with your finger. It's difficult. Some of the later... You're right, but that Gemara doesn't say that Hashem pointed by Zos. You only find it by the three Vizes. So again, this is probably why it's not found in any Svarim. He's standing on his head to try to find a source to point, but that seems to be difficult. That seems to be difficult. The Kafa, the Sefer HaChaim, which is Chaim Palachi, he quotes a Medrash that says that if a person comes to the king and points to the king, he gets severely punished. You point. I'm sure at some point maybe we've told our children, you don't point. You don't point at people. You don't point. It happens to be a demeaning, like when you point to a person, he's going to smack you. Be careful. But the Medrash says that Hashem loves his children so much that the tinokos holchos lebeis hasefer umorin azkar be'etzba. They point to Hashem or they point to the Torah. And Hashem says, "V'diglu alai ava, al tikr v'diglu al v'godlo." Pointing your finger, so we point to the Torah because, like children pointing to the Torah, our relationship with the Torah is so positive. We can even have a pointing. Maybe. And why he says to do the second finger? It's the index finger, right? Why? Because you have psukim about the Torah. We say it in Shabbos, Pesukim and Zimra. There's five sets of phrases. There are five words each. The second word in each of them is Hashem. Toras, Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh. Edus, Hashem Neman Makim Espesi. Pikudei, Hashem Yishar Masam Klev. Mitzvahs, Hashem Bara Miras Inayim. Yiras, Hashem, the Torah, the second finger. This finger is the second finger. Torah is the second finger. That's why maybe there's a minhag to put the ring on the kala of that finger. Torah, relationship, marriage. That's from Chaim Palachi.
Is this called the pointer finger?
What?
Is this called the pointer finger? So
does
it point with something?
Maybe. With the pointer. But again, these are all trying to explain this minhag that's not really there. There is a source for the pinky, though. There is a source. The Yalkut Me'am Loes, the Me'am Loes, which I think was a popular sefer for a long time, was written by a Rav Yaakov Kali in the 1700s in Turkey. And what he did was he compiled all the different midrashim into one work. He died in 1732, and either he didn't finish the project or they couldn't find the remainder of the project, and Rav in Yerushalayim, by the name of Shmuel Kreuzer, who lived from 1921 to 1997, he finished the work. I'm saying it wrong, Barry?
Yeah, the English Shmuel, he only did the Shmos, and other Ravs did
Okay, so this Rav Yaakov Kali only did Bereishis and Shmos.
Yeah, the middle of Shmos, around Truma.
Okay, and then other people finished it?
Yes.
And then the end, Devarim, was written by a contemporary. Okay, so I'm not that off. All right, good. Very good. Shmuel Kreuzer also translated it from, I forgot what language, to Hebrew. Right, it was written in Turkish, Ladino, I don't remember. Ladino. Good. So in the Yalkut Me'am Loes, he writes, in source number 18, three lines from the bottom, V'nagu lomar od psukim kigon eitz chaymi, different minhagim to say different things. V'nagu l'hatzbia be'etzba hazeres. The minhag is to point with the pinky. La'aver aksav, corresponding to the writing. Ulanashka to kiss the pinky. So there you have it. The Yalkut Me'am Loes. Now this was not written that long ago, but he writes this minhag that people have. To point with the pinky. Why? He doesn't explain. Why would it be with the pinky? So, some of the contemporary Mefarshim try to offer explanations. Maybe it's because the pinky is the smallest of the fingers. So we remind ourselves that to learn Torah, you have to have humility. The pinky is the smallest of the fingers. Maybe that's the pshat. Hazeres and Gematria. That's too bad Meir Berg's not here. He's all over the gematrias. Hazeres is? 612. And Hashem HaKolal. Zeres 613. Reminder to the Torah. Maybe there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says each of the fingers corresponds, he's quoting a Medrash, to one of the senses. And the pinky corresponds to hearing, to the ear. It's the finger people use to. You should use a Q-tip, not your finger. But the pinky, the brain of Lechaya says, corresponds to hearing. So it's a reminder of Nasa V'nishma, to hear. These are all said in the last 20, 30, 40 years to try to explain this idea, which is quoted in the Yalkut Me'am Loes, to use the pinky. If you don't generally point with your finger, I don't think you need to start. It's the Minhag Yisrael Torah could not find the source anywhere. If you're going to, I think it's kedai to think of that medrash, that even though pointing is rude when it comes to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to kind of see him, we could be thinking of the messages of whether it's humility or the Zos HaTorah or the second finger, if we're going to use that, the Torah Shem Tamima, the marriage with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then when we do it, it becomes more meaningful. Well, to say the Zos HaTorah, this is it. Like we said last time, this is what we have. This is what makes us run. This is what fuels us. It's the Torah of the Zos HaTorah. Hopefully, either you'll be like Rabbi Yitzchak Kamarnan, you'll run and do it respectfully, or like the Shari Afrayim, if you're close by and be able to see, and you'll find your letter in the Torah. And whether we're going to actually be able to do that or not, probably easier during the week in a smaller minyan than on Shabbos. But the idea of finding our chelak in Torah and finding our connection to Torah, our word, our letter in the Torah, and to recognize the Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe, whether you'll stop at Lefnei B'nai Yisrael, or you'll say, Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yishmaris Hashem, we should make signs for the shul. Hopefully we'll be able to find our chelak in Torah together. In 2 weeks I have a wedding of a student, so we're not going to have a shir.